Welcome to Season 2, Episode 1 of the podcast. Season 2 is all about a new beginning. For me, I renamed the podcast, as you guys know in the last episode. It's now called Tech Check. I'm excited for what's to come. Now let's dive right into the episode. The first thing we're going to talk about in today's episode is Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Now I know this game has been out for a while, but personally, I just finished it. So I got the game Christmas 2019, around that time. And there's a lot of Star Wars games, let me tell you. There's the Battlefronts, the new Battlefronts, Knights of the Old Republic, the Lego, this one. So even with the good, the bad, and the ugly, I got Jedi Fallen Order. So here are some of my thoughts. This is spoiler free, by the way. So this game is awesome. The graphics are super realistic. The combat is absolutely incredible. Being able to block and then parry, and then it just makes me feel like a real Jedi. And then you can customize everything from the lightsaber color, the grip, the emitter, literally everything. BD-1, your little droid, you can make the color, you can customize whatever coat you have on, you can make the mantis whatever design you want that you have. And the force abilities make it easier to take out any enemy. Like stormtroopers, I can take out an entire stormtrooper just with a force ability, or I can use them to my advantage whenever I'm going against bosses. By far, my favorite mission is the last one, which all I'm going to tell you is that you infiltrate an Imperial base, because there's more to that, but spoiler free, so I can't really tell you. So any Star Wars fans, I recommend this game. It's a little bit on the pricier side for PC, it's $60, but it goes on sale on Steam often. Anyone who likes Uncharted or Tomb Raider style of the games, kind of parkour, but at the same time a lot of action combat, I also recommend. So overall, I give it 8 out of 10 Kyber Crystals. This is the first game that made me really feel connected to the character. Some of my other favorite single player games like Portal didn't really connect me to the character. It was fun. Portal is still one of my favorite all time games, but I didn't really feel connected to the character and I didn't really feel for them. So overall, great game. If I could add one thing, the cutscenes and the cinematics were a little bit long and boring, but still, it's a great game. Definitely recommend it. If you guys know me, then you know I love to program and make sort of cool devices and, you know, try new things. So this really interests me when I read an article on The Verge about an electronics company called Electrosmith. They launched a Kickstarter for a small Arduino-like board called Daisy. So this device is kind of like a Raspberry Pi, but solely for music. If you don't know what Arduino and Raspberry Pi is, Arduino's a microcontroller, so you can use it to control other devices and sort of make different things. And Raspberry Pi is like a credit card-sized computer, so you can also use it to control devices and sort of just make hardware with software and combine it. So the Daisy computer comes as a blank board, breadboard, but you can buy other devices like a guitar pedal, Eurorack module, and a desktop synthesizer to go with it. So you can basically just extend on what it comes with, but if you don't want to, you can just keep it as is. But which is really good because it has two I/O inputs, 32-bit DSP processing, support for MIDI, USB pins, 64 megabytes of RAM, and 8 megabytes of flash memory. And guess what? It's only $29. So if you're into programming and you're into music, this is the device for you. Definitely check it out. Just look up Daisy Computer, and you'll see the Kickstarter. This is to all iPhone users, all right? So everyone knows about the battery gate, where Apple admitted that they slow down older iPhones to make you go and buy the new iPhones, right? So Apple got sued and they have to pay up to $500 million over those battery-related kind of slowdowns. So here's how you can get $25 from Apple just if you have an iPhone 6 or 7. Now, people are saying, oh, but it's only $25. And a lot of people are coming back to that with like, I have an iPhone 6 and an iPhone 7. I need the $25. So they're not really like saying how you can do it yet, but most people say you just go to the Apple store, then you can claim your $25. I'm not sure if it's credit or cash. Not a lot of, you know, like specifics and details, but keep your eye out. And definitely on the next episode, they should have details and I can let you guys know how you can claim your $25. So as you guys know, the coronavirus is going around the world, but a lot of companies are pulling out of these huge conventions for these kind of things. Before South by Southwest in Austin, Texas got canceled, here are just the number of companies that pulled out, because this is just for South by Southwest, but more companies pulled out of PAX East. They canceled TwitchCon Amsterdam. So here are the countries that pulled out of South by: Twitter, Facebook, Intel, China Gathering, Mashable, TikTok, Amazon Studios, Vivo, SAP, The Latinx House, Netflix, Apple, Warner Media, Capital Factory, and BMI. So this just shows that, like, companies are nervous about this. It started out with a Sony pulling out of, maybe it was PAX East, I think, but then everyone just started pulling out. So this is definitely becoming an issue, and now they just announced yesterday, March 6th, that South by Southwest has been completely canceled, which is really sad, but this coronavirus is a huge thing right now, so they got to do what they got to do. And to end this episode off, we're going to be talking about Hangouts Meet. So everyone knows Google Hangouts, which is Google's video calling kind of chat system. So Hangouts Meet is the premium paid version of Hangouts, which right now, because of the coronavirus and how schools and businesses are being shut down, to maximum the work that they can get, Google is making Hangouts Meet free for G Suite account users. So G Suite is like a sort of thing you can add to your Google account, and you can get a wide variety of things just to help you with your everyday work. So they're doing this to help combat the coronavirus and help the establishments get things done at home, which is really cool. Thanks for listening to Season 2, Episode 1 of Tech Check. New episodes out every week. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at Jax Lombard, JaxLombard, to see when the new episodes are coming out before I make a complete schedule. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and make sure to listen to the next one. Tell all your friends about it.